In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this day, 465 years ago, Archbishop Thomas Cranmer was burned at the stake in Oxford. This is a horrible thought to him, so if we can only be thankful that the Book of Common Prayer was not burned for prayer, so we have Cranmer's remarkable legacy. Within that major achievement, the collects are an outstanding component, with Cranmer's hand account in the translations he made from Latin originals, as well as in his own compositions. So considering the collects is an obvious way of commemorating Cranmer on this day. We'll start from the collect of the day which you have recently heard, and you can refer to it on page 2 of the order of service. Today's collect for Passion Sunday includes the plea to God to look mercifully upon us, for him to act mercifully, a common theme in the collect. This is one of the three collects leading up to Holy Week, in which Cranmer has added or substituted the word mercifully, where it did not appear in the Latin original. There is also the same change in the third collect, Good Friday. Whether or not the deliberate grounding behind Cranmer's addition of mercy in these collects, the impact is a conspicuous element in the process of entering into Christ's passion, which becomes intensified for us today, Passion Sunday. But why is prayer for mercy so outside of this time? It certainly sounds suitably contemplative for this season, just when our Lenten penitence and our consciousness of our shortcomings as human beings and Christians is magnified by the approach of Holy Week. But to be more specific, everyone involved in the Passion of Christ is in particular need of God's mercy, including ourselves, as we are drawn into the events of Holy Week. And we ask God mercifully to look upon his people, those who supported and recognized Christ, those who were the instigators and perpetrators of his death, and outstandingly Peter, who denied him. Only his bitter weeping and remorse is mentioned in the Passion narratives. But in the St. Matthew Passion, in the famous aria, El Barnaby, Bar gives expression to the plea, Lord have mercy, that must have been in Peter's mind. And then there is Cranmer himself. In addition to the collects discussed, there are about 10 others which he modified in the same way, to include appeals to God's mercy. This seems to have been close to his heart, something that needed to be explicitly built into prayers, in addition to the habitual repetition of Lord have mercy upon us in our liturgy of offices. Looking at his life and all he achieved suggests that however convinced he was of his actions, he must have had frequent reason to ask for God's mercy, and especially when he faced his own execution. If we look at mercy more broadly, we can then see that the context of the references to mercy in Collects are relevant, showing how mercy is integral to our understanding of God. In today's world, God's great goodness is the instrument of God's mercy, by which we pray to govern and preserve in body and soul. In last week's covenant, we confessed to deserving punishment for our evil deeds, but at the same time, we boldly prayed to be mercifully relieved or refreshed by his comfort and grace. In next Sunday's covenant, we should pray that God's mercy, that by God's mercy we may follow the examples of Christ's patience in the Passion and partake of his resurrection. Our assurance of this hope is that Christ's incarnation, his life on earth, was due to the tender love of God towards us. In the court then, we see the appeal to God's mercy in the context of God's goodness, his gifts of comfort and grace, and his love. The implied warmth and compassion of all these things reveals that God is certainly not to be seen as a stern deity to whom we pray in the hope that he can be persuaded to turn in his severity, to draw upon some trick of mercy. Instead, as we go through the year of Holocaust, we learn that it is of God's essential nature to bestow upon us his mercy. In the college of the first Sunday opportunity, we shall ask God to pour down upon us the abundance of his mercy. On the college of the 11th Sunday opportunity, is addressed to God, who declares thy almighty power most chiefly in showing mercy and pity, which makes clear how integral mercy is to God's power to help us. The implication of God's generosity and the overflowing gifts of his mercy to us is that with these gifts, we should be best able to extend generosity to others. As Christ's ministry teaches, we see him responding with compassion to the sick and outcast to call upon them to have mercy on them. And the argument in today's gospel that follows the account of Christ's mercy shown to the woman taken in adultery in defiance of the law. The paramount importance of mercy is illustrated in the parables. There is the unmerciful servant who was forgiven his debt, but was condemned for not forgiving the debt owed to him by his fellow servant. The good Samaritan who learned as a true neighbor because he showed mercy. The good shepherd is merciful in searching out his lost sheep. So, through his teaching and healing, Christ translates the divine mercy of God into another mercy that can be shown on a human scale. But in the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector in the temple, Christ also shows us the importance of the active prayer of God's mercy, of putting ourselves in the position of trust and humility to do that. In the parable, the tax collector is commended by Christ. His righteousness in simply saying, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner," exceeds that of the self-satisfied Pharisee. The tax collector is our model, as we say, the Kyrians. But we also pray, week by week, in the words of the Proverbs. Many of these are an appeal to God's mercy, but also reveal the nature of God's mercy and of God himself. Our overarching prayer is that the collect will help us to be like tax collector, open to the love, the correction, the goodness, and the protection of God's mercy. We pray that in turn we can act so as to give the world a glimpse of that mercy, God's overflowing mercy, for the whole of his creation.